Good morning, Lake Tahoe. You are listening to Tahoe Perspective. I am your host, Courtney Walker. I'm with the Tahoe Resource Conservation District, and we are here this morning to talk to you about something that might not necessarily be on everyone's mind due to the recent snows and rain, but we're here to talk to you about fire and wildfire specifically. So I have got a couple of good friends in the studio with me today. I've got Jessica Mankin. She's with the Nevada Fire Safe Council. How are you doing this morning, Jess?
Good to see you, Courtney. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming. And Susie Coker, and she is with the University of California Cooperative Extension. How you doing?
I'm good. That's good. Right. All right.
All right. I got those two things right. So we're starting the morning off right. That is good. Well, thanks so much for coming in this morning, ladies. We have Wildfire Awareness Week going on this week, and what are the exact dates of this? I know it's this week, but
Wildfire Awareness Week in 2011 is May 28th to June 5th.
Okay. So it's a little bit earlier this year than it was last year.
That's right. Nevada and California have been running a Wildfire Awareness Week in the first week of May for the last several years. Mm-hmm. A year ago, the agencies in the Tahoe Basin got together and decided to hold their own Wildfire Awareness Week, basically because that first week of May doesn't really work for people here.
Yeah.
A lot of people aren't here yet, and
still we have pretty snowy
weather issues. And so last year we went with the 4th of July to try and get those second homeowners when they were here. We ended up thinking that was maybe a little late because you're already halfway through the summer, and maybe if we're pushing defensible space, they're not going to get it done if they start in the middle. So we landed on this weekend, which seems like a great week, actually, because it's when a lot of second homeowners come up and open up their cabins. It's
right.
Just a little bit of snow I don't think we were thinking about at the time.
Well, hopefully the 4th of July is not halfway through summer this year, because then our summer might be 2 weeks long.
Yeah.
That might be kind of tough. Well, this sounds good. People should start thinking about this now, believe it or not. So what is Wildfire Awareness Week exactly, and what's it for?
Well, it's a week where the Tahoe Basin fire agencies and partners are focusing their outreach and message to the community to help them focus on accomplishing their defensible space. It's the beginning of that summer season. In most years, the snow would have been melted off, so it's the time to get everyone thinking about getting out, raking pine needles, cleaning up some of the debris around their home, and get ready for the wildfire season, which will be coming eventually this summer.
Yeah. Well, it's good. I mean, we don't need it to rush right into fire season, that's for sure. But I'm sure that people definitely are itching to get out into their yards and do some cleaning up and whatnot now that we can see the ground for the most part.
So we have a whole bunch of very diverse and interesting events going on all around the lake being planned by the fire agencies. We have blanket defensible space inspections, kickoffs for chipping programs. We have people walking neighborhoods, giving offers for their crew to come in and do their defensible space. We have a Wildfire Awareness Week series of films that explore Tahoe in the South Shore.
I heard Smokey Bear might be making a guest appearance down there.
He's going to be there Tuesday at 2 o'clock.
Cool. Today?
Yeah. Yes.
Today's Tuesday. We're getting all messed up from... Or wait, no. Tuesday. That's yesterday. I might have got caught there. Well, that sounds great. There's a lot of different events going on, North Shore, South Shore. Is there a certain place where everyone can kind of find all these different things and find the happenings of
absolutely
what they should be looking
at? Should go to the Living with Fire website, which is www.livingwithfire.info/Tahoe.
Cool.
And one other event I was going to let you know about is on the North Shore and the South Shore, we've been in the classrooms talking to sixth graders.
Yes, and we have.
Helping them out, understanding what defensible space is, and hopefully going home and talking to their parents about it. And that's been fun, hasn't it?
Yes, it has been a blast. Especially with you, Susie. Always fun. Well, we should probably talk a little bit more about defensible space and how it works. And Jess, I know that is totally your area of expertise.
to be an expert. Yeah, what we're encouraging for folks to get out and do at this point in the season is their spring cleanups, their defensible space. All of our fire districts and departments in the basin offer free defensible space inspections. You just have to call them up. They'll send an inspector out. They'll walk the property with the homeowner and give them ideas and things that they can do to become, on the California side of the basin, compliant with the state law that requires homeowners do their defensible space. But then basin-wide, we also encourage folks to do their defensible space in accordance to the Living with Fire guidelines, which can mm-hmm. also be found on that livingwithfire.info/Tahoe website. And what we're asking, you know, is that homeowners look at their property as, you know, in three different areas. You've got your lean, clean, and green zone. You've got your 0 to 5 foot non-combustible zone. You've got your 5 to 30 foot lean, clean, and green zone. And then you have your 30 to 100 foot, or your property line, as the case may be, reduced wildland fuel zone. And, you know, it's within these three zones that you can take measures to better protect your house in the event of a wildfire. And, you know, what we want to see people do is work with what they have on their properties. You know, the biggest thing we see with defensible space is that people are scared to do it. They're scared that, you know, an inspector's going to come on their property and tell them they have to cut down all their trees or, you know, completely denude their property. And that's just simply not the case. And we want to take that fear out of it for people. Defensible space does not mean that you have to have a bare dirt yard and no vegetation whatsoever. You can have trees, you can have bushes, you can have vegetation on your property and still be completely in line with defensible space guidelines.
Just how to manage it and the certain spots that they're in, and it's really site specific, so those people can come out and help you figure out exactly what
absolutely, and that's why, you know, we definitely encourage them to call their local fire districts or departments and actually get in their in their yard with an inspector to walk the property and really talk about, you know, what they can do to better protect themselves and their homes.
Yeah, and I'm sure a lot of people are definitely interested in doing their defensible space, but a lot of them may have questions as far as if there is monetary assistance or any sort of rebate program associated with doing the work.
Yeah, and we do, through the Nevada Fire Safe Council, we do work on both sides of the basin, the California and the Nevada side, and we do currently have grant funding in place to help homeowners in the Tahoe Basin do their defensible space, and that's a 50% rebate program that gets you 50% of your cost, out-of-pocket cost for doing your defensible space back up to $1,000. And in a few additional select areas, we have additional grant funding, and that's something that you would just contact us at Nevada Fire Safe Council. Our website is nvfsc.org to find out more on your specific areas and if you have additional grant resources. But this is going to be our last year for the rebate program, and so now is this summer is the season to do it.
Getting
it in on your horizon of doing things, get it done this year because we've got money to help you.
Yeah, absolutely. That's a really good point. And it sounds like also you have to be a part of a chapter to participate in the rebate program.
The nice thing about the rebate program is that you do not have to be within a fire safe chapter. Now, some of our additional grant funding sources, we do have to have you in a chapter, but, you know, those are things that we can find out for you if, you know, just give us a call and we'll figure it out.
Yeah.
Get you taken care of.
And could I just mention that's a great program? I just bought a house last year and I went through the rebate program.
Nice.
And it was easy to do, and I got my money back really quickly.
And your house is fire safe.
Yeah.
And,
you know, even though I know that that's what I should do, I think I probably would have put it off a while if I didn't mm-hmm. have that financial incentive to put that at the top of my list.
Yeah.
And so when I look at it, I did a lot of work, and I got some money back. But as an incentive program, it really works. And we're really fortunate to have that in the Tahoe Basin. They don't have that in so many areas. So
yeah,
it's a great thing for homeowners to take advantage of.
It is, for sure. If you are just tuning in right now, you're listening to Tahoe Perspective. I'm your host, Courtney Walker, and we are talking about Wildfire Awareness Week, defensible space, rebate programs to help you financially do your defensible space through the Nevada Fire Safe Council. Call them today. It is the last season to participate in this really awesome program. So, Susie, I know that your expertise lies more in survivability of homes doing home improvements, roof or siding, deck material, that kind of stuff. You know a little bit more about that, because that is an integral part of doing defensible space, not only with your yard and surrounding areas, but also construction materials. So I was wondering if you could touch on that a
little
bit.
Sure. So when you are trying to get your home and property to the point where it will survive wildfire, doing your defensible space and managing your vegetation is very important. However, having a home that's built or modified to survive wildfire is equally important. And in the case of your roof, actually, it's the most important factor they've found in a lot of research. So old wood roofs that embers fall on, we know that's a recipe for disaster and structure loss during a fire. And a lot of residents may have a misconception about how homes catch on fire. There are walls of flame that come in some very intense wildfires, but many of the homes burn down because embers land on their roof or their vegetation.
Right.
And so changing out some of your home components when you're doing your home improvement can really improve your chances of surviving. So that includes things like changing out your roof. We know that's really expensive, and probably you're going to get to it when you get to it, but maybe you could put it higher on the top of your list than some of your other improvements because that has a really large effect on your property. If you're building a brand new home, there are new wildland urban interface codes, and new homes have to be built to a certain standard to withstand wildfire. But for people in the Tahoe Basin, most of our homes are already built. So when you're doing your improvement, things that you can do are add double pane windows, one of which is tempered. That's one of the standards in the code for brand new homes. And what that does is reduce the likelihood that the window pane will shatter from heat contact.
Right.
There are some new products for decking that are fire resistant that you can buy on the California side of the basin that are compliant with the new building codes. And so if you're replacing a deck, you really want to look at using materials that pass those codes. And the best way to know what those are to go to the store, if you're going to a lumber yard on the California side, and ask for those compliant materials.
Cool. Well, that's really interesting. How do people find out a little bit more info on that? Are there studies for those geeks like me that like to read this kind of thing?
The best way would be to go to the University of California Center for Fire Research and Outreach website.
Google it.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Didn't bring it, but
no, that's
we
okay.
have a whole list of the codes. There's a self-assessment process. You can look at your house and answer questions, and it'll give you specific suggestions on how to modify your home to survive wildfire.
Cool.
And so that's the University of California Center for Fire Research and Outreach. You'll find it there.
Very good. Well, Wildfire Awareness Week. So there are a lot of events definitely going on. I was hoping maybe we could touch on a couple specific ones. I know on Thursday we have an Angora Community Garden Cleanup Day going on. That's taking place at the Angora Demonstration Garden out there in the Burn area, and the address is 1383 Mount Olympia Circle. Jessica and I will both be there. What's important to know about this is lunch is provided. So get out there and help us clean it up, get it going. We'll be this will be our third season working on that garden. So we've got some cleanup work to do definitely after the winter. But every Thursday we'll be out there planting and building planter boxes, composting, be starting some veggies hopefully this year. So there's a lot of work going on out there, and you can learn a lot specific to the Burn area. So it'd be a really cool event to attend. That's from 10 to 1. And you can actually contact me for information about that, 543-1501. And my extension is 118. What other events do we have going on this week? I know we do have the Wildfire Summit, which I want to mention too.
Well, for the Wildfire Awareness Week of events, some of them, you know, at this point have already happened, starting on May 28th and moving through June 5th. We've got spring cleanup days going on in a couple of different chapters. Those are things that if you're in the eligible area, you would have been contacted on already. But one of the big outreach events that we're doing in conjunction with Tahoe Resource Conservation District and Nevada Fire Safe Council, we're going to have the Trout and Cold Creek area educational outreach day over, it's in that cul-de-sac there across from Sierra House, you know, that overlooks Lake Christopher. We're going to be doing a lot of walking and talking the neighborhood and looking at the Lake Christopher project, which is that fuel reduction project that's been going on over the past few weeks in there. We'll have information on native and invasive species from Tahoe RCD, BMP information, defensible space information, and, you know, really just looking at all the different things that as property owners in the basin you should be aware of and know about and care about, because, you know, these are all things that go into protecting the lake and protecting your homes.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's this Sunday.
It's Sunday, June 5th, from 11 to 2, and I believe the information is on TahoeRCD.org.
Yeah, absolutely. It is. Well, lots of cool events going on. You can figure out more of what's going on. Can you tell us that website one more time?
Sure. It's www.livingwithfire.info/Tahoe.
Yes, and you can also find out about the awesome Wildfire Summit that is going on June 24th, and that's actually the anniversary of the Angora Fire, and that's taking place at Grand Lubbock. Can you tell us just real quickly about that? I know we're starting to run out of time.
Sure. It's an event from 9 to 3. We have some really great speakers, but not just talking heads. We're going to take field trips to the Washoe Fire to look at fuels treatments and to check out a neighborhood and the home construction. We're going to have breakout sessions with our fire districts where people who are within the fire districts can talk to the chief and in their area and brainstorm about how to move forward with reducing risk in their particular area. So it should be a really good day, and we'd love to have you. And you can go to that same website and look for details at www.livingwithfire.info/Tahoe.
Sounds good. Well, thanks so much, ladies, for joining us this morning. Think about your defensible space out there, folks, and also remember that it can very well be integrated with the BMPs. We're all sitting around the same table today, and we usually do on numerous occasions, so it can be done. You can always contact us for more information at the Tahoe RCD, 543-1501. If you have questions about that, again, go to that website, livingwithfire.info/Tahoe, and you can find lots of information about Wildfire Awareness Week. And give the Nevada Fire Safe Council a call, too, to participate in the rebate program. Thanks so much for coming on this morning, ladies. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Courtney. Thank you, Courtney.
Thanks. We had Jessica Mankin with the Nevada Fire Safe Council and Susie Coker with University of California Cooperative Extension. You've been listening to Tahoe Perspective. I'm your host, Courtney Walker. Keep it tuned here to K-Tahoe and keep listening every Wednesday, same time, same place.